and it's not an obvious response. It's not even a response I share with everyone who's fought in war. Many brave men I've served alongside will remain forever traumatised by the horrors they've witnessed and taken part in. I truly feel for them. Being part of a hard arrest team meant working regularly in conditions of life-threatening stress and being surrounded almost every day by blood and killing. But my struggle wasn't with the trauma all that created. Mine was with its satisfaction. I'd enjoyed it, perhaps at times too much. I thrived on combat. I still miss it every day. In Afghanistan, getting shot was a regular occurrence. You came to expect it. I viewed survival as a numbers game. As point man, every time I entered a Taliban compound or a room within a compound and knew that there was badness on the other side, I played the odds in my head. It was a bit like roulette, a calculated risk. I'd think, what are the chances of me going through that door and there's a combatant there who knows I'm coming? If they do know I'm coming, what are the chances of them being able to fire more than one bullet before I shoot at them? What are the chances that one bullet's going to hit me in the head and kill me? When I thought of it like that, I usually come to realise the chances were pretty slim. So I'd think, fuck it, the odds are with me.